Welcome back. We are in the second part of the Unit 11, Critical Writing. You are in Reading and Writing for College Students of the Christian Leaders Institute. So let us look what the voice is, what is the demeanor and tone that we should have when we're writing critically. Now, as we're talking about this, we need to think about the fruit of the Holy Spirit and how Christians should act when they're led by the Holy Spirit. If we don't, we're going to sink our ship. We're going to sink our writing, and it's not going to be appreciated very much. So, what are the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Are all those fruit of the Spirit, are they going to be evident in your writing when you write things? Are they going to be evident when you critically think about things and critically write? Well, the answer is yes, they should be. And to do that, it's you're going to do that. You really have to actually engage even more so in critical thinking, because it's very easy to become negative, to become the bad sense of the word critical rather than the good sense of the word critical, and looking to be valid in a to show validity and to show truth and to be humble about it. So we need to have a healthy skepticism, but not cynicism, meaning that we are skeptical of things. We evaluate them for their truthfulness, but we do not disrespect them. We do not dishonor them. We do not consider them invalid before we start. We are confident, but not arrogant. We're humble. Humbleness is power under control. And writing is a form of power. The power of the pen can fell many leaders and many nations. Be critical, but not judgmental or dismissive. Express your opinion, but don't be opinionated. What's the difference? Well, when you express your opinion, you're just saying, this is what I believe. This is the reasons I believe it. When you're opinionated, it's being more dogmatic. I said it, I believe it, and I'm not going to tell you why I believe it. It's this is the way it is. I don't care what you say. I'm never going to believe anything else. Well, no, evaluate what you believe. An unexamined life is not worth living, is what the quote says, the proverb says. And it is true. So you can have your opinion. You can have your reasons for saying or doing or believing what you believe, but not being opinionated, not being so dogmatic that it's offensive to others. Carefully examine everything the author says and everything that you're the author, not just selective random targets in what he says. One of the things that drives me nuts is when people do mem reading of the Bible. They read the Bible and then they target one verse. Oh, this means this to me. This means that to me. This verse means this to me personally. Oh, this is how I feel about this verse. Well, it's okay to do that, but only after you've critically read the passage and understand what that particular passage is about and the author's original intent. The same thing is true when you're writing your own writing. Don't just selectively write about certain targets. Be broad, be extensive, be inclusive of what you're writing, but examine it for its totality. Be fair in summarizing the strengths and weaknesses, both of your writings and others' writings, the strengths and weaknesses of the ideas that they're presenting. There are strengths and weaknesses in all writing. So just understand that. In your own writing, there will be strengths and weaknesses. It's okay to have that. Reach conclusions on the basis of considerable and careful thought about all available evidence. That's probably one of the best summaries of critical thinking that I could think of. We're going to have careful thought about all the evidence and what we write or what someone else is write, and we're going to do a lot of consideration before we reach a conclusion as to whether good or bad, or whether we agree or disagree. It is a process that we have to go through to understand this. So when you engage in critical thinking and writing, remember the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, kindness, meekness, self-control. Those are the things that we need to exercise. We are not there to be the judge of people when we're reading their writing. We're not there to be overly judgmental on our own writing, but we are there to try to encourage others with our goodness, gentleness, meekness, faith, self-control, and those other fruit of the Spirit. So remember those when you're writing. That's the voice you should use as one of a Christian person trying to speak the truth in love. And by the way, don't speak badly about the church. It just does damage to the cause of Christ in the kingdom of God. Know that God is able to defend himself, and he will. It is a good idea to just, as your parents used to say, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. So that's a very short lesson. I thank you for your time, and I hope that you will write with a good voice, with the voice of the Holy Spirit in you, and that you will give God the glory, and that others will see your writing and glorify God because of what you have written. That really exemplifies the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you for your time. I will see you next time with the next lesson. God bless.